All right, Enzo Lopes. First off, not the night you wanted, but good qualifying speed. You know, you come back in the USA for a Supercross in a while. So just talk about that a little bit, about being back in America with a good team, good ride.
I mean, it feels good. The first qualifying was nice because I was fifth overall, you know, and it ain't the 23 speed that I had. But, yeah, the boys are going good. Deegan and Bo Mare, especially in qualifying, whew, they're sending it. And, yeah, he race sucked. And then right before the main, we had some issue with the shock. We changed. And then the other one had a problem, too. So I barely made it in time for the main. So my head was kind of everywhere. Okay, yeah. Crashed, you know. I was kind of... And then at that point, we really don't know what to expect because it was my teammate's shock. So, you know, I was kind of scared in the whoops, too. Still putting a good lap time somewhat, like in the third lap, and that was about it. I was scared after that point, so just wanted to cruise in. So
yeah, not too bad. How did this come together for you? Obviously, we saw in World Supercross some good results there. And how did the Bar X Yamaha ride come together?
Well, basically on a DM on Instagram, super last minute, a week ago, I was at home in Brazil, enjoying my summertime, and here I am today, you know. And like for being... Well, not racing, like, off the bike since Abu Dhabi, my speed ain't bad. I just got to log laps at this point and test the bike. Like, we need to make big changes on the shock. I felt like I was struggling big time today, and Phil was here to help me. He helped me a lot, so he gave me some guidance. He'll be here this week from Monday to Wednesday, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if Uncle Phil helps me, my brother-in-law.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see if that works. We're under strict instructions to not talk about the brother-in-law stuff and all that. We can't talk about it. So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep that on the low. But all know what happened in Brazil.
He's gonna get mad. Did you have any nerves being back? Did you have any here I am back in Supercross? Any of that?
Well, I had, and it's funny because I raced World Supercross, but it's such a different vibe, you know. And I felt like I did better with myself in those races, and that's why I did so good, you know, race wise there. And here I was just really nervous, not believing in myself, even though it's been 2 years. But it's basically, you're still racing kind of the same guys, you know. I raced Shock and Shane, and they were riding good, and I still did well, you know. So I don't know, I just gotta believe in myself, and I think I'll be okay.
And just to clarify, this is for the rest of the season, for the Supercross season, right, for this team?
Yes, exactly.
Well, hey man, it's awesome to see you back, really happy. And you'll do better, you're fine. Like, your speed was there. You know, Drew was 6th, 7th place guy. That's right where you would have been, you know, if everything had gone well.
Yeah, well, I think when I put a lap together, I was like 5th or 6th fastest from the main, which is, I would have been there. I know I would, but.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. But okay. I wanted to be actually there, you know, but whatever. Yeah, I'll be happy with that. So cool. I'm safe. So that's what matters.
Great to see you back, man.
Thank you, Steve. You're the best, as always.